Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So wide receiver and, you know, prima donna Antonio Brown has finally asked for a trade from the Steelers. Gee, you think? You think for the last 2 months that we didn't think he wanted out of Pittsburgh? You think this was some kind of revelation today that he wanted to be traded? How pathetic is that that he asked for a trade today after all of this? After 2 months of this nonsense, now you ask for a trade? We knew 2 months ago you were finished there, bro. You're tripping. Nice job with the tie-dye on your mustache, too. Honestly, you look ridiculous. Everyone knows it, too. They're like, what did he do to his face?
And he does this big goodbye to the Pittsburgh fans on social media today. You know, it's been fun, 9 years.
Trust me, they hate him now.
But here's the thing. Like, he's not traded yet. Like, I get he asked for the trade, but that doesn't mean he's definitely getting traded. What if the Steelers don't like what they're being offered for him? I get it. At this point, you probably just have to get rid of him for the sake of getting rid of him. But who says that he's definitely he acted today like the trade was done. I'm out of here. I'll see you guys later.
Right. Some people think that they'll get a first-round pick for him. Do you believe that?
That's dicey. I mean, maybe if you're at the back end of the first round.
Trading him after June 1st would allow the Steelers to spread the cap hit over multiple years. According to reports, $9.5 million in 2019 and $14 million in 2020. Brown is due salaries of $12.6 million this year, $11.3 million in 2020, and $12.5 million in 2021. It's a lot of money. He's due $2.5 million roster bonus on March 17th. If the Steelers trade him before that date, they would absorb $21 million in dead money on their cap. So why the hell would they do that? I mean, they're not stupid, are they? That amount would rise to $23.6 million if Brown is traded after March 17th. He has six straight seasons with at least 100 catches, the longest streak of its kind in NFL history. He led the NFL with 15 TD catches and is tied for the most seasons with 100 catches and at least 10 TD catches in NFL history. He's hinted he wants the Niners to make a move. And obviously, he's been mad at the Steelers for at least a year. He wants out. What do you think they should do? Trade him to the Niners for a first-round pick?
You have to trade him at this point. If I'm the Niners, I wouldn't trade my first-round pick for Antonio Brown. Aren't they picking in the top three? Right? Aren't they picking two, the Niners? Or they're in the top five, aren't they?
So, flat-out, you wouldn't do it?
I would not trade him for their first-rounder. Absolutely not. Way too high up the board. No shot.
No shot.
If you were a team picking between, 20 and 32 in the first round,
right?
Maybe I could see if it's a move that's going to put you over the top.
Right.
Maybe I would consider it, but if you're picking that high like the Niners are,
so
I wouldn't do that.
In terms of, have you seen, like, because I had done some, mock drafts prior to this, and I was talking about, where guys are going. I just want to see on this list. I have it right here in front of me. Thank God I had it accessible. Just I got to see. So do you know who exactly is going what in what selection? Do you have the draft order? Because I don't have the draft order. So here's the deal. Nick Bosa, allegedly number one. Quinnen Williams out of Alabama, number two. Josh Allen out of Kentucky, number three. Devin White, LSU, number four. Dwayne Haskins, number five. Jonah Williams, number six. He's from Alabama. Rashawn Gary, Michigan, seven. Kyler Murray, Oklahoma, eighth. These are Mel Kiper's
Those are his rankings.
Those are his rankings. Oh, well.
I was right. The Niners have the second pick in the draft.
Niners have a second pick. So you're telling me that they're going to – they'd rather have Quinnen Williams, the defensive tackle out of Alabama, than a guy that is, you know, basically – shredded every NFL receiving mark since Jerry Rice.
No, I mean, look, that might not be their biggest need. That's his list. Everybody's going to have a different need list as far as what they need. I just don't believe you trade the number two pick in the draft for a 9-year veteran wide receiver who, let's be honest, is probably going to start to go down on the downside
so
than the upside.
You wouldn't trade him either for the Buffalo Bills if you had a chance to get him.
I would not trade the 9th pick for him. Absolutely not.
No way.
No chance.
What about you, Mafia? Would you take him on the Jets? Here's the best receiver in the NFL, basically. You could argue that, and no one wants him here.
I wouldn't take him for a first-rounder. If you could do, like, you know, future first-rounder or some second and third. They're so high in the draft. You had a bad season in order to try to rebuild your franchise with, you know, a guy you have for 10 years, not a guy you
have
for 4 or 5.
Would the Raiders do it with all their picks they have?
See, that's a different story. The Raiders are picking – obviously
they've got three number
ones. They've got 24, they've got 27. You know, they've got two picks there
so
at the end
of the
first round where you could do it.
So they're the team. And we still don't know where they're playing. I heard they were negotiating with the Alameda County Coliseum again to play one more year there.
There's an offer for like $7.5 million to rent it for the year. There's also offer from like Birmingham and Tucson combined, which just sounds ridiculous.
Mafia, have you latched on to me rooting for the Birmingham Lions at this point?
I have not yet. I haven't looked into the AAF enough to decide which team I'm going to give my allegiance to, if any.
So.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.